This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Everybody, the Marketplace number of the day today is 15. That is delivered to you as a percentage, of course, and it's the amount of natural gas use that the European Commission wants its member states to not use. That was the proposal from the Commission today, applicable to virtually all slices of the European economy. And it's going to be a difficult fall and winter over in the EU, thermally and geopolitically speaking. What to do about and how to do without Russian nat gas has been giving European leaders all kinds of headaches since Putin's invasion of Ukraine nearly 5 months ago. And it is very much an issue, as Marketplace's Lily Jamali reports to get us going, of demand and supply.
More than a third of the gas Europe imports from Russia arrives by way of a pipeline called Nord Stream 1. It's been offline for the last few days for annual maintenance. The question now is how much gas Russia will send once it reopens tomorrow. Dan Fried is with the Atlantic Council.
Europe is facing the reality of Russia using energy as a weapon against all of Europe.
And while it's been hot in Europe, it's winter that worries many analysts.
The only way that we can move forward if we reduce demand.
Anna Maria Heyer-Makarevich is with the Institute for Energy Economics and Financial Analysis.
That's the way we can fight this energy war. And every possible strategy to achieve that should be done.
The EU plan asks members to cut gas use by 15% through March. That would require industry and power companies to slash gas consumption. But Samantha Dart of Goldman Sachs says, unusually, the EU is also asking homeowners to use less.
Residential heating demand normally is considered a protected sector and one that is not normally targeted.
The worst case scenario for the Europeans is that Russia doesn't just curtail how much gas it sends, but stops providing it altogether. The goal would be to prompt Europe to abandon its support for Ukraine. But for now, at least, the Atlantic Council's Dan Fried says Europe isn't bowing to Russia's demands.
They're not going there. And it's going to be a tough fight this winter.
How tough could depend on how much natural gas Europe is able to store now before it needs it most. I'm Lily Jamali for Marketplace.
Natural gas in New York today, by the way, up 8.5%. Oil down just a bit. Equities green in varying degrees. We'll have the details when we do the numbers.